It's another edition of the Shooting USA podcast, coming live out of the 2013 NRA show, Houston, Texas. This time, Mike Irvine is with me, as well as Mike Farrell, Ithaca Gun Company, and we've got a new waterfowl gun. Mike, I know this interests you.
That's right. If you bring Mike and Mike in, clearly we're going to talk about shotguns. And of course, if I'm here, we're going to talk about duck guns. So, Mike, tell me about the Waterfowler 37, and then I'll tell you my experiences with it.
I know your experiences with it. We're very proud to bring it out. Actually, what we've taken is the standard model 37, offering it in either a 28 or a 30-inch barrel. But the unique thing about it is that we actually nitrate coat, which we call the PermaGuard, the complete gun on this thing. So for the waterfowlers out there, you're not worrying about the rusting. Plus, it just makes all the parts so slick and move together that it functions flawlessly every time. And the one particular one I have here this morning is the true camo pattern that we put on it.
Right, which, the true timber camo pattern.
Yep, which you're familiar with in that. And these are the ones we sent out to you and said, here, go abuse it and see how it works.
And I abused it. I used one. You sent me a 28-inch barrel one. I used it over 75 hunts last season. Flooded rice, flooded timber, flooded corn, snow-covered field, and it worked. And you started to talk about your coating system, and that was the first thing that I noticed when I used it, was how effortlessly, let me try that again, how smoothly.
That's a word.
We'll use that word.
That
how
works.
Smoothly the pump action was on it. It's not the standard pump gun that I think people are used to, which is a little bit clunky, is it?
No, not at all. And actually, again, that's getting down the way we build it at the plant, holding the tolerances and so forth as the machinists go through and manufacture. You know, a lot of these older or the newer pump guns, they tell you, you have to shoot them, you have to break them in. You know, we're coming from the different philosophy. If you machine it right, why should you have to break it in? Right out of the box, here, go use it. And it just gets better with age.
That's right. And it worked better as the season went on. And you're probably not going to like to hear this, but I made the decision that I was not going to clean it. I hunted the entire season, rain, sleet, or snow. I didn't want to clean it because I wanted to know if it would continue to run. And it did. And it never missed a beat throughout the entire season. What I liked was the consistency of the patterning. Mm-hmm. I patterned it during the season, patterned it after the season, with different choke tubes, and it held true. So tell me about your barrel system and the choke tube system that's giving what a waterfowl hunter really wants, which is consistency.
Right, and that gets down to what we call the solderless barrel system. You know, you're shooting one with the vent rib on here. We do not solder anything on these guns at all. All the stanchions on the barrel itself are actually machined out of the barrel material. We start with an oversized barrel, you know, being a 4140 steel on there. We go through and machine all those out of there. Biggest advantages, the barrel is straight. There's never any heat put on it. You know what happens when you put heat to a barrel?
Right.
And you're soldering all these stanchions on. You lose that. It's going to contour. So what do? You put an indicator on and you bend it back straight. You know, steel's only straight one time
out there.
That's where we get the trueness out of the barrel every time, day in and day out.
Excellent.
The exciting thing for me in the entire line of Model 37s from Ithaca is that it is, and I hate to say this again, truly ambidextrous.
Yes.
Every time you
yes.
hear from me, it's ambidextrous. Ambidextrous, this and that. Well, in this case, it is the only truly ambidextrous shotgun.
It is. You know, it's bottom load, bottom feed, bottom eject. And the other benefit, and I think Mike could attest to this too, when you're out there in the blind and that, you're not throwing those shells across to your buddy in that.
Exactly.
You know, those shells are dropping right there at the bottom in your blind. If you're in a duck blind laying down or you're in your boat, they're going right there at your feet every time.
Which is something to consider as a duck hunter. When you're kicking out the side, if you're not hitting your buddy in the face, they're flying out in the water. Now I've got a piece of red shell or brass sticking up. I've got to go out and collect.
Right.
Yes.
Now I'm just chucking them down at my feet, and I don't have to worry about it until the day's over. And that really is important to a duck hunter. That really does matter.
Yeah, that gets into that conservation. You're watching your environment out there. Mm-hmm.
But beyond conservation, it's also an indicator to the ducks that there might be somebody in there getting ready to shoot at.
Exactly. Exactly.
Fantastic stuff, man. A classic design that has held up for, what, 50, 60 years even?
No, actually, it's 76 years
76
now.
Years. Right.
Look at that. Wow. 76 years.
Oldest production pump shotgun still bearing around.
Outstanding.
Awesome. Now, 12-gauge is what I use. Do we have a 20?
We do have the 20 also.
Okay.
Yep.
And where I'm getting at with this is for a kid's gun to start someone, this thing is perfect because one problem that I have with a lot of pump guns is their size. They're too big. The pump actions are too big.
Mm-hmm.
This is a good small size. And if you get it in a 20 gauge, you've reduced it that much more.
Exactly.
Making it a great starter's gun, making it a great gun in that 20 gauge to get your 12-year-old out there and get him to shoot his first bird, right?
Oh, exactly. And that's what it was for. You know, and you look at the loads out there today from the ammunition manufacturers. They're just outstanding. So the 20 gauges, it's reaching out there too.
Awesome. Yeah. Awesome. That's good stuff. We're going to get one in John's hands this season.
Yeah.
When the new season comes around, John's heading out there with us.
I'm promised a duck hunt this year.
You did?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well,
I've had to grease a few palms. I've had to. but I'm in tight with a couple of guys who know a couple of good spots, and Mike's going to hook me up.
Yep.
So.
Well, you know
looking
what?
Looking forward to it.
We'll get another one down there because I know the last one, well, come think about it, I never did get it back.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, we're gonna talk about
next
that.
Subject,
other
next subject. How'd
remember that,
went that
conversation about not cleaning it? You know, we'll do that off the air here.
All right, not a problem. You can hang on to it.
Great stuff, man. Exciting stuff from Ithaca.
Yes, it is.
Awesome. Thanks, Mike.
Hey, appreciate it, Mike. Thanks, John.
Thanks, Mike.